on, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those. They're on us, freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out here tonight with a story about the Grand Canyon. Apparently, there's been a gag order placed on the people who run the Grand Canyon. And I believe it is a government bureaucracy that runs the place.
Well yeah. It's the
Park Service.
Park Service or something like that. This is from the Daily Kos, and it's hard to believe, but I checked their, you know, their site, and it's on there, so let's go with it. This may be one of the most bizarre stories seen in recently, which is saying a lot. Your federal government is apparently unwilling to investigate whether or not the Grand Canyon was created by the biblical flood of Noah just 6,000 years ago. It's my understanding the biblical flood occurred 4,000 years ago.
Oh, whatever.
But either way, this is from a nonprofit group of scientists and related employees called the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility.
I saw their press release, the PEER, Public Employees for Environment. So that's the original source.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, first off, I would say I don't want the Grand Canyon bureaucrats investigating anything.
Right.
I don't want to have to pay for any kind of geological studies that the government might do on the
whatever
Grand Canyon
task force or study group that would be formed, whatever millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars would be allocated.
But I'm sure that lots of people in America would be fine with that. And the fact that there's a gag order put on it for, you know, specific purposes is, I find, strange. You know, and we'll find out what those specific purposes are. Grand Canyon National Park is not permitted to give an official estimate of the geological age of its principal feature, that would be the Grand Canyon, due to pressure from the Bush administration appointees. Despite,
really?
Yes, despite promising a prompt review of its approval for a book claiming the Grand Canyon was created by Noah's flood rather than by geological forces, more than 3 years later, no review has ever been done and the book remains on sale at the park, according to documents released today by Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. Environmental responsibility? What's that got to do with the age of the Grand Canyon? Anyway, in order to avoid offending religious fundamentalists, our National Park Service is under orders to suspend its belief in geology, said Peer Executive Director Jeff Rich. It's disconcerting that the official position of the National Park as to the geological age of the Grand Canyon is no comment. I wish that the, you know, their answer to, you know, just existing was no comment. I mean, I don't see why the Grand Canyon has to be owned by a government bureaucracy anyway. I mean, can't somebody own it and, you know, charge people to see it?
They could.
That's what they're doing.
Well, they could. Of course, that would require the government sell it to someone.
Well,
that's not going to happen anytime soon.
I imagine they just took it in the first place.
Sure. Just like they took they took all of the West. I mean, they own currently about two-thirds of the West, as far as I understand.
This is ours. In a letter released today, Peer urged the new director of the National Park Service, Mary Bomar, to end the stalling tactics, remove the book from sale at the park, and allow park interpretive rangers to honestly answer questions from the public about the geological age of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, it's kind of embarrassing. If you go to the Grand Canyon, you're there with your class or field trip or whatever, and you ask the park guy, how old is this Grand Canyon?
Hey, Mr. Park Ranger, how old's the Grand Canyon?
I'm not permitted to answer that, Joey.
Why not?
I can't explain.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that's really political.
It's
absurd.
That part is dumb and absurd. You know, I would agree with you. But, you know, if it was owned by a private enterprise, they could sell whatever book they want. If they wanted to sell a book that said that the Grand Canyon was created by Noah,
that's true.
Fine, or not Noah, but the Noah's flood, I should say.
Was that the allegation that it was the flood that created the Grand Canyon?
That's what the book said.
That's equally absurd.
Well, how come it didn't create a canyon every place else?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Well, what can I tell you? Peer is also asking Director Bomar to approve a pamphlet suppressed since 2002 by Bush appointees, providing guidance for rangers and other interpretive staff in making distinctions between science and religion when speaking to park visitors about geological issues. There's a little bit more into the backstory here. In August 2003, the park superintendent Joe Alston attempted to block the sale of park bookstores of Grand Canyon, A Different View, by Tom Vail, a book claiming the canyon developed a biblical rather than a evolutionary time scale. NPS headquarters, however, intervened and overruled Alston. To quiet the resulting fervor, NPS chief of communications David Banah told reporters and members of Congress that there would be a high-level policy review of the issue. You know, that's going to take forever.
So this is what, essentially you're saying this is what the government's spending its time on? I mean, there's actually somebody in the Bush administration whose job it is to ensure that the Park Service keeps quiet about how long it took, the Grand Canyon to be created.
It doesn't look like they're spending much time on it. It says, according to a recent NPS response from the Freedom of Information Act request filed by Pierre, no such review was ever requested, let alone conducted or completed. Actually, we have no problem with either the book or anyone who chooses to believe the Grand Canyon is 6,000 years old. Or if you believe in the Bible, because that's not right. It's a free country, right? Although, in the end, we'd agree that it's not such a great idea to sell such a religiously based tract on federal property. Which bothers us, though, is how this typifies the government's indifference to science on any subject, including the things that matter most. What matters most? How about this? A giant ice shelf. Oh, gosh, this is the ice shelf that cracked off of the North Pole. I didn't see how they slipped this in. This is amazing to me, though. The Ailes ice shelf, it's 41 square miles of iceberg. Snapped off of basically the North Pole, an island just south of the North Pole in Canada, in the last 16 months ago. Oh. It was very recently. And of course, it's global warming and we're all going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the best way to answer that is, in the medieval times, they were farming on Greenland.
Right.
We're not going to die. You know,
okay. Wait, what's the ice have to do with the Grand Canyon?
They were sliding that in as a, you know, the Bush administration doesn't pay attention to science. The Bush administration should be doing something about global warming.
I see.
Here's proof that global warming occurred, the Ailes ice shelf.
Is a bureaucrat saying that...
These aren't bureaucrats, this is Pierre.
Pierre's a bunch of bureaucrats, right?
No, this is an independent group, not-for-profit.
What?
Not-for-profit, yeah, Pierre's a not-for-profit.
Made up of a bunch of bureaucrats, right?
It's public employees.
For a bunch of bureaucrats.
Sorry.
Right.
Yes. So the federal government, according to them, yes, it's public employees for environmental research. I thought it was just scientists who were, you know, wanting to test the age. And I think that because it's federal property and owned by everybody, anyone who wants to go into the Grand Canyon and figure out the age of the Grand Canyon should be able to do so. I don't see that there should be an official park position on any of this. You know, I mean, it just seems...
Wait, you don't think that the park should take a position on how old the park is?
I don't think the park should be owned by the government, and that's how difficult it is.
I agree. I understand, and I agree that the park shouldn't be owned by the government, but the fact is, it is, and shouldn't they at least, if you're going to have the government owning a park and running tours of the park, which is what we have, shouldn't we at least attempt to be scientifically accurate?
Yes. Yes, we should.
Well, that's what these people are asking for, and I don't think it's too unreasonable, really.
If all they're asking for is a book to be pulled off the shelf, but I don't want to have to pay for any testing. You know, they're going to, you know, whether
what kind of testing?
I don't know. Whatever testing you have to find out to find out.
No, they don't need testing. They already know how old it is.
Oh.
What's going on here, Mark, is they've been ordered to not say. It's billions of years old. Billions.
Think billions?
I think so.
Billions.
It's probably billions of years old. Erosion that created the Grand Canyon, and that stuff takes a long time. A long time. And so over billions of years, the water eroded away the rock, and now you've got the Grand Canyon. I'm sure there's a scientific answer. You could probably go to Wikipedia right now and pull up Grand Canyon, and there would be an estimate that is probably accepted by a variety of scientists and geologists and that sort of thing as to how old it is. And so this organization of bureaucrats, it's hard for me to agree with bureaucrats, but in this case I do. They're just simply saying, why can't we tell people how old this park is? 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Coming up, a cyberspace sex scandal may be heading to trial. We'll tell you about it on the way and your calls as well about anything. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Friday edition, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. You tune in. We got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version as well, both of them totally free for you at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Get registered now. February 23rd through the 25th is when it's happening. You can meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. For more information, that is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And, of course, you can get registered there as well. Well, there's going to be a new court case, perhaps, Mark, that may determine whether or not a blogger can reveal private details about someone else's life. And what brings the case about is a woman by the name of Jessica Cutler. Now, we've actually mentioned Ms. Cutler in the past. You may recall, we'll get into it here, when Robert Steinbuch from the AP discovered his girlfriend had discussed intimate details about their sex life in her online diary. The Capitol Hill staffer didn't just get mad. He got a lawyer. Soon, though, the racy tidbits about the sex lives of the two Senate aides faded from the front pages and the gossip pages. Steinbuch accepted a teaching job in Arkansas, leaving Washington and Jessica Cutler's Washingtonian weblog behind. While sex scandals turn over quickly in this city, lawsuits do not. Steinbuch's case over the embarrassing sexually charged blog appears headed for an embarrassing sexually charged trial. Lurid testimony about spanking, handcuffs, and prostitution aside, the Washingtonian case could help establish whether people who keep online diaries are obligated to protect the privacy of the people they interact with offline.
Hmm.
And you would think that if you have the freedom of speech and if you aren't lying, I mean, we've got plenty of case precedent in America
slander
and libel. Those are the words I'm looking for. Slander and libel. There's plenty of law about that. So you can't get on your blog, you can't get on the air and say falsehoods about other people.
Right.
But if it turns out that Mark Edge is really a gay man and I out him on the air...
Why do I have to be the gay guy?
And if it's really true, then it's not slander, it's not libel. So if I find out something that's private about you, Mark, if you share something private with me, and even if you ask me to keep it a secret, there's not actually a contract there, is there?
No. If you want a secret kept a secret,
keep it to
you
yourself.
You need to keep it as a secret.
Right.
Because, here's the one unfair thing about telling somebody a secret. You didn't keep it a secret when you told them.
It's true.
So how come you can hold them to keeping a secret?
You can't.
Well, that's...
You're taking a risk.
You're taking a risk, and it's sort of not fair. Like, if I've got some juicy little piece that I've just got to talk to you about, Ian,
mm-hmm.
and I say, but you can't tell anybody. Well, hell, I wasn't able to keep it a secret. Mm-hmm. How am I expecting you to keep it a secret? That's not fair.
Indeed, and in this information age, it's easier than ever to spew information and secrets all around the world.
Yep.
To people who you don't even know. Well, Cutler, Jessica Cutler, a former aide to Senator Mike DeWine from Ohio, says she created her blog in 2004 to keep a few friends up to date on her social life. Like a digital version of the sex-themed banter from a Sex and the City episode, Cutler described the thrill and tribulations of juggling sexual relationships with six men. One of those men was Steinbuch, a counsel to DeWine on the Judiciary Committee. Cutler called him the current favorite and said he resembled George Clooney, liked spanking, and disliked condoms. Quote,
well, who likes those darn things?
He's very upfront about sex, she wrote. He likes talking dirty and stuff, and he told me that he likes submissive women. When Anna Marie Cox, then editor of the popular gossip website Wonkette.com, discovered and linked to Cutler's blog, the story spun out of control. So Wonkette is a big, popular blog, followed mm-hmm. by a lot of people.
Right.
Until Wonkette linked to Cutler, Cutler was a nobody. Cutler
right.
was just some chick with a blog read by five people. Wonkette links over to it, and then it explodes all over the place. Now, there's a lawsuit. Cutler was fired. Steinbuch says he was publicly humiliated. Oh, poor baby. Look, if you're going to go and spill your beans to some chick in bed that you don't really know very well, heck, even one that you do know very well. I mean, people can go crazy. And you don't know, you never know who they're going to speak to about your preferences. If you don't want somebody to know that you are, if you're into submissive women and you like talking dirty, well, keep it to yourself. And I don't see why you should get so upset about it when somebody decides to write about you in a blog. I think this is an outrageous case. But nonetheless, he's going to court seeking $20 million in damages.
I would be upset, but I don't think that this guy's right in taking her to court. You know?
Exactly. I mean, really, all he should have done is just started his own blog and written some nasty things about Ms. Cutler.
If he wanted to.
The case is embroiled in thorny pretrial issues, with each side demanding personal information from the other. Steinbuch wants to know how much money Cutler received from the man she called her sugar daddy. Cutler demanded Steinbuch's student evaluations, from the University of Arkansas Little Rock Law School, where he teaches. I'm not sure why they're demanding these things from one another. Steinbuck also recently added that Cox as a defendant in the case, though he hasn't served her with court papers. A trial date hasn't been set, but his attorney, Matthew Billups, said there are no settlement talks that might head off a trial. Says, quote, I have no idea what he wants. He's never said this is what I think should be done. Neither Steinbuck nor his attorney returned phone calls seeking comment. In court, an attorney said Steinbuck wants to restore his good name.
How's he going to do that?
I don't understand. I mean, getting $20 million isn't going to restore his name. It's just going to give him a cash payment.
Right. It won't restore his name, but it'll make him feel better.
Because before this AP article, I didn't know who Steinbuck was. Now I do. And now I know what his sexual preferences are.
And he's a crybaby.
Yeah, right. Does it matter? Do I care what his sexual preferences are? No. Does anyone care? I mean, really, what's the worst that would have come out of this? His mom would have stumbled across the blog and found out that he likes submissive women and to be spanked? I mean, really, how much damage is that going to do to you? Not $20 million worth. Sorry. I mean, we just read a case, a story last night about some people that had their father shot down in cold blood by a roid rage cop, and they only got $450,000 for a dead dad. This guy wants $20 million?
I'm still thinking about what it would be like if my mom found out what my sexual preferences were.
Students in his legal ethics class all search the internet and learn about the blog, says Rosin. It's not funny and it's damaging, Rosin told a judge. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. To win, Steinbuck will have to prove that the details of their sexual relationship were private and that publishing them was highly offensive. Phillips argues that Cutler never intended to make a blog public, but in the information age, the data is easily copied and distributed beyond its intended audience. Well, that's just... I mean, if you've got a blog and you believe that there are 10 people reading it, you should understand that if it's on the internet and not behind a password, then it's probably going to get out further than you expected. Especially if it's juicy and somebody might link to it somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting.
So if the case goes to trial...
I think what's most interesting about this is that she was juggling like
six guys
at once. And oh, boy.
If the case goes to trial, the outcome will be important to both bloggers and to people who chronicle their lives on social networking sites like MySpace and Facebook. According to the director of the Electronic Privacy Information Center, he said he might teach the Washingtonian case this spring during his class at Georgetown Law School. And there's more on this here coming up, because it does sound like this is going to go to trial, and it could be a big change for freedom of speech on blogs if this guy wins. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Should you be able to make allegations about people on your blog? I think so. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. So do enjoy those, and get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, if you're on the updates list, you'll know first. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com or 800-657-5066. Where should the line be drawn on what an individual can publish on his or her blog? And similarly, what about, blogs make it easier for anybody to publish anything these days, but it also applies, I think, to magazines and newspapers and other periodicals that, of that sort. Anything that you can publish. What if you have sex with somebody and you find out their preferences and you decide to tell the world? Is that a bad thing? Should you be prevented from doing so?
I can't imagine. Surely they've covered this already in law. I mean, you know, somebody writing about somebody else's personal life that they didn't expect to see published, and it does get published. I mean, you'd think that would be okay. I mean, all blogs do is make it easy for everybody in the world to publish.
Right. Well, according to the lawyer, one of the lawyers in the case, quote, anybody who wants to reveal their own private life has a right to do that. It's a different question when you reveal someone else's private life, he said, adding that simply calling something a diary doesn't make it one. Quote, it's not sitting in a nice leather-bound book under a pillow. It's online where a million people can read it. He asked, what if Cutler had secretly videotaped the encounters and then sold the videos without Steinbuch's consent? There has to be a line somewhere, he said. Do you feel like the videotaping situation changes it at all?
I understand that videotaping does. There's some legal differences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've sort of convinced me on this videotaping thing that if somebody allows themselves to be videotaped, I think that if you're peeking through their window and videotaping them,
yeah.
And you know, that's a different story. If you trespass onto their property,
even though their property doesn't have a no trespassing sign.
Well, we're not talking about a third party. We're talking about two individuals.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the female, Cutler, and the other guy, Steinbrook or whatever. So let's say Cutler has him over to her apartment and has a hidden camera in a teddy bear or something like that up on a bookshelf.
Uh-huh.
And they have sex. He has no idea there's a camera in the room. Is there a problem when she puts that video online? It's an interesting question. What do you think? 800-259-9231. I think it's her apartment, and it's his risk.
I would say that that's a true statement.
Right.
I mean, it's certainly a risk, because whether or not... she can videotape it for her own purposes, and she can show it to her friends. Essentially, the internet only allows her to have more quote unquote friends.
What if she sells it?
Well, if you're using my image and you're selling it, I don't like that at all.
Since being fired, Cutler moved back to New York, wrote a novel based on the scandal, posed nude for Playboy, and started a new website where she solicits donations, quote, for slutty clothes and drugs. She wouldn't discuss the case, but says she's amazed by what's happened. Quote, the fact that anyone was interested in the first place was a surprise. The fact that there was a lawsuit in the first place was a surprise. That it's still going on is a surprise. U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman was surprised, too. Quote, I don't know why we're here in federal court to begin with, said Friedman. He told both attorneys in April, I don't know why this guy thought it was smart to file a lawsuit and lay out all of his private, intimate details. In that sense, the Washingtonian lawsuit has become a study into when to make a federal case out of something and when to just let it go away. Yeah. It's a question lawyers wrestle with all the time. The former special counsel to President Clinton, who now advises companies during times of crisis, tells clients to decide whether they want justice or to simply set the record straight and get a message across. If you're looking for justice, the court system's the only thing you have. If you're looking to get the full story, good and bad, into one coherent narrative, the court system is perhaps the worst possible forum. 800-259-9231. Where do you draw the line? Is it okay to reveal private details about somebody else that they've shared with you in confidence on a blog? And if that's okay, then is it okay to record somebody without their consent on your own property and use that on your blog? I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. We go into the phones in the meantime. You can take control of the airwaves. Nick in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Nick.
I was wondering, I'm not listening live tonight, but I was wondering if you covered the spike we had in the last day or so with Fresh 1000 signups.
Well, we hadn't covered it.
We had not touched on it quite yet. I guess there has been a spike in the last 24 hours, and that's because, Mark, you've been calling a bunch of people.
Well, I hadn't actually made that many calls prior to this afternoon. But because I had been ill, as you recall, about, I don't know, not too long ago, less than 24 hours? No, more than...
You were pretty sick as a dog.
I was
yesterday.
Really sick yesterday and had gone to the hospital the night before. But we've had a huge spike, and it could be because of the recorded message that we sent out.
There were two recorded messages. There was one from you that was on an auto caller,
right.
Like an auto dialer with 5,000 numbers.
And it messed up. It messed up. Maybe 20 seconds of it played, and then the rest of it just cut right off.
Really?
But we've seen a huge spike.
Well, they also sent out a recorded message from me via email
right.
to all of their email recipients as
mm-hmm.
well. So hopefully all of this, plus the phone calls that are being made, are really helping ramp up the signups. Did you have any comments on that, Nick, or you just wanted to point it out?
I wanted to point it out, and I thought there might be... It probably doesn't account for the whole spike, but I thought there might be a few people waiting till the very last minute to sign because they knew they were going to sign anyway and they wanted to fill in the gap.
Well, so. We know for a fact, I've seen posts online and that sort of thing, we know that there were people that were waiting for specific signage points.
Mm-hmm.
Like some people were waiting for 800, some people were waiting for 900, so there probably were a number that saw it cross those milestones and decided to jump on board. Nick, anything else on your mind?
One thing that's not related at all, but I wasn't sure if you guys were aware of, because it just came on CNN right before the show started. Apparently Saddam Hussein's going to be executed before 10 p.m. tonight.
Yep, I actually had that story. I guess he hasn't been bumped off quite yet, but yeah, we'll get to the details here in mere moments. Nick, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Yeah. By the way, I would like to mention that it's actually SACL CAI, our advertiser, that's managing to make all these calls possible.
The automated calls?
Yeah, we would have never been able to get through 5,000 numbers in the amount of time I had. I was just looking at it. It was a daunting task.
Why did it screw up? Do we know?
It was his first use of the system.
I see.
And
the beginning pick.
We were, and by the way, he donated all that,
sure.
So, you know, I mean, God bless him.
That's great.
And apparently we're going to have one going out now, about now. There's some calls being made, and it will be the full message.
Cool. Well, since Nick brought it up, Baghdad, the Associated Press, the official witnesses to Saddam Hussein's impending execution gathered Friday in Baghdad's fortified green zone in final preparation for his hanging, as state television broadcast footage of his regime's atrocities. With U.S. forces on high alert for a surge in violence, the Iraqi government readied all the necessary documents, including a red card, an execution order introduced during Saddam's dictatorship. As the hour of his death approached, Saddam received two of his half-brothers in his cell on Thursday and was said to have given them his personal belongings and a copy of his will. Najib al-Nuaimi, a member of Saddam's legal team in Doha, Qatar, said he too requested a final meeting with the deposed Iraqi leader. His daughter in Amman was crying. She said, "Take me with you," al-Nuaimi said late Friday, but he said their request was rejected. An advisor to Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki said Saddam would be executed before 6 a.m. on Saturday Iraqi time or 10 p.m. Friday Eastern time. So, if all goes as planned, by the time Free Talk Live is off the air, Saddam Hussein should be dead.
You know, if anybody in the world is to get the death penalty, murdering heads of state should.
But will that be the end of it? Will Saddam's death trigger an explosion in violence in the Middle East? 800-259-9231. I'm sure there are some people that won't be very happy with this. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The packet 8. Toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free. And you can help us support the website voluntarily by buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live branded merchandise like Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts. We've got the Free Marketeer flag, Classic Archive, DVD collector sets on DVD. DVD. All there, store.freetalklive.com. So Saddam Hussein expected to be executed before the end of this program live. Tonight by 10 p.m. Eastern time, he's expected to be hanging in the gallows, apparently. According to the AP, an advisor to Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki said Saddam would be executed before 10 p.m. Also to be hanged at that time were Saddam's half-brother, Barzam Ibrahim, and Awad Hamed al-Bandar, the former Chief Justice of the Revolutionary Court, the advisor said. The time was agreed upon during a meeting Friday between U.S. and Iraqi officials, said the advisor, who declined to be named because he's not authorized to speak to the media. Saddam will be handed over shortly before the execution, the official said. The physical transfer of Saddam from U.S. to Iraqi authorities was believed to be one of the last steps before he was to be hanged. Saddam has been in U.S. custody since he was captured in December of 2003. Now, I don't expect anything crazy to necessarily happen. I presume all of this is going to occur within the green zone, but wouldn't it be interesting if they were taking Saddam outside of the green zone? And the Iraqis that they handed him over to had been undercover double agents, just kind of waiting for the opportunity to get their hands on Saddam, and they whisk him away off into some secret location, and he's not actually killed. Sure would be exciting.
Well,
make for a great TV movie.
But then imagine the conspiracy theory that surrounds it, that in fact they had intended to hand Saddam over to the Ba'ath Party separatist guys. And they
the
actually,
U.S. intended to
right,
him over?
And that they, well, of course, would,
so they could
would a head of state really want to kill another head of state? That sounds, it has a terrible precedent to it. I mean, what if Canada invaded and executed George Bush?
That wouldn't be good for the prime minister.
No.
Al-Nuaimi said U.S. authorities were maintaining physical custody of Saddam to prevent him from being humiliated before his execution. He said the Americans, as though hanging's not humiliating enough. He said the Americans also want to prevent the mutilation of his corpse, as has happened to other deposed Iraqi leaders. Quote, the Americans want him to be hanged respectfully. I don't think those two words go together. Maybe it's just me. If Saddam is humiliated publicly or his corpse ill-treated, that could cause an uprising and the Americans would be blamed, he said. Munir Haddad, a judge on the appeals court that upheld Saddam's death sentence, said he was ready to attend the hanging and that all the paperwork was in order, including the red card. All the measures had been done, There's no reason for
delay.
What did
you say this red card was all about exactly?
It's something that apparently Saddam created, I guess, during his dictatorship.
Along with the rape rooms, right?
Well, those are alleged. I don't know. Did they actually find those?
No. I haven't seen a picture of a rape room. I really wish someone would show me an Iraqi rape room.
The red card is apparently an execution order during Saddam's time, so they're giving him the red card now, essentially.
Yes.
Turnabout is fair play.
There is your red card.
So there's no reason for delays, they say, as American-Iraqi officials and Iraqi officials met in Baghdad to set the hour of his death. Saddam's lawyers asked a U.S. judge for a stay of execution. Saddam's lawyers issued a statement Friday calling on everybody to do everything to stop this unfair execution.
Everyone do everything.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, he might be a little desperate.
Things could get interesting.
You know, I've got to say, when I've seen those pictures of him in court and stuff, he looks good with that beard all trimmed up.
Yeah, he does, in the suit and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The statement also said the former president had been transferred from U.S. custody, though American and Iraqi officials later denied that. Al-Maliki said opposing Saddam's execution was an insult to his victims. His office said he made the remarks in a meeting with families of people who died during Saddam's rule. Quote, our respect for human rights requires us to execute him, and there will be no review or delay in carrying out the sentence.
Our respect for human rights requires us to execute him.
So. This article is full of contradictions. State television ran footage, though I do agree with you, Mark. We here on Free Talk Live tend to be against the death penalty because of what you've outlined many a times, and that is that in many cases it turns out that they're killing innocent people. I think we can be pretty sure that Saddam, not so innocent.
No, I'm
a pretty bad guy.
I'm generally against the death penalty, but it's somehow I
politicians,
just can't,
yeah, I can't shed a tear over
I can't find it in my heart now to be too upset over one dying. Now, the stuff that has led to him being executed, man, is he worth $500 billion that we've spent in order to do this?
No way, and not to mention the lives lost. How about the 3,000 U.S. Are we up to 3,000 yet? I think we're up there, aren't we? 3,000 U.S. troops?
Yeah, I think we are.
I think we surpassed 3,000. I have to get an updated number. And not to mention the estimated 100,000 or so innocent Iraqis that were killed.
I've read 600,000.
600,000? Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I was being conservative.
It seems really high, but I mean, that's including like basically every death that's occurred in Iraq that wasn't entirely natural causes is our fault.
I just have a feeling that even when Saddam is hanging from the rope or hanging in the gallows, I don't think that a lot of Iraqis are going to be feeling too satisfied. I mean, how would you feel if the Red Chinese invaded America, managed to defeat the American military, because there's not really any American military here anymore, they're all in other countries, so perfect time for an invasion. So maybe they managed to defeat all the National Guardsmen who happened to be here and find President Bush, capture him. And in the process of all of it, the Chinese were, of course, telling us that they were looking to liberate America from the evil regime of President Bush. And in the process, of course, blowing up major cities, destroying people's lives, killing people's brothers and sisters and grandparents.
Hundreds of thousands of people.
Killing perhaps maybe a few million Americans in the process.
It is a bigger country.
Right. And then they finally pluck up the president and they hang him. If you were sitting there watching it happen on television, presuming it was televised.
Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican.
And your grandma had perished in a bombing raid a few months earlier, would that be a bit of a hollow execution for you?
Well,
would you really feel satiated, satisfied?
I understand, but the extremes are different in Iraq. For instance, what if your grandmother had been, one of these people that Saddam had killed in this Shiite massacre? You know, you'd probably be pretty happy about it. So, the extremes are different, but that doesn't change the fact that we don't have any place over there.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dylan in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dylan.
Hello. I want to talk about Saddam Hussein. I don't understand what it accomplishes to execute him.
Well, it's bloodlust. People feel angry about Saddam Hussein, and they feel like they'll feel better once he's dead. I don't know if they will. I don't know if it'll make any sort of difference in the world. It's just eye for an eye mentality. That's all it is, Dylan.
It just doesn't seem very constructive. And like, what's it going to accomplish? Nothing.
Well, I guess all of this accomplished.
I guess you have to go back to the death penalty's, the basics of the death penalty anyway, which is, obviously, this person killed somebody. He's been convicted of killing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, quite a few people. I can't remember what, 1,000 people, hundreds of people. I don't remember exactly what this trial was about. But he killed lots of people. And if you believe in the death penalty, then you believe that it's right to kill him for killing those people. I don't know what it would accomplish, but you know, I would think that people who had their relatives, you know, massacred by this guy probably do feel better about seeing him hung.
It doesn't sound like you're too excited about it, Dylan.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's good. It's going to do anything. Maybe you could, like, do community service or something.
You could pick up some trash or something.
Take care of babies and sort of thing.
Yeah, Saddam could rock the little Iraqi AIDS babies to sleep at night.
Thanks for the call, Dylan. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, toll-free number. So, yeah, I see where he's coming from on that. I think there's going to be a number of people here in America that feel the same way. But on the other hand, I think there are going to be a lot of people in America that are going to be cheering this on. I think, in part, Saddam's being put to death for to satiate the bloodlust and the warmongers here in the United States. Because they're going to be yelling and screaming at their TVs going, yeah, kill Saddam! Yeah, we finally got him!
Now,
yeah!
What about this, though? Here's a possibility. When we pull out of Iraq, which could be very shortly, who knows?
It could be.
They're talking about downsizing at the very least.
They were talking about increasing the troop count last week.
What are you talking about? They're talking about all kinds of stuff. But let's say we pull out in 6 months.
Okay.
And the Civil War breaks out.
It's already broken out.
Okay. Yeah. Right. The Civil War goes full bore, and Iraq breaks into three provinces, Kurdistan, Shiitistan, and Sunniistan. And the Sunnis managed to free Saddam Hussein in the process of the revolution. And they put him back in charge of Sunniistan.
Could have happened.
I'll tell you, we wouldn't like that. How awful would it be that we broke into the country, deposed the leader, spent billions of dollars doing this, and then he's in charge of a country again?
Even so, as you pointed out, even if he does hang from the gallows, it wasn't worth the cost. If you think it was, 800-259-9231, hour 2's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. People